from dickpuddlecote.blogspot.co.uk, Thursday, 19th of November 2015. Beg for mercy, Duffy. This has been doing the rounds on Twitter, so for those who haven't seen it, settle comfortably and let's hear something glorious and quite extraordinary. On Tuesday last week, Sheila Duffy of Ashe, Scotland, sat down in front of elected Scottish MPs to pitch the idea of their ignoring any and all communications from the tobacco industry at the behest of the unelected WHO. Now, I don't reckon she was prepared for some of the responses she received. Here are some edited highlights. Jack Carlaw. Like the convener, I'm a lifelong non-smoker and have no particular interest in the tobacco lobby at all. Does the WHO define what the tobacco industry is? Are you part of the tobacco industry, given that you depend on its existence for your employment? Sheila Duffy, I am not, and no, I do not depend on its existence. Carlo, is that not why Ashe exists? Duffy, Ashe was set up by the Royal Medical Colleges as, for more than a decade, the scientific evidence about the harms of tobacco had not gone out of the general public because of the tobacco company's public relations activities. Carlo, its existence depends on the tobacco industry, and if there was no smoking, there would be no need for Ashe. Duffy, if there was no smoking, there would be no need for Ashe. Carlo, should our meetings with you require to be held in public as you have suggested? Duffy, I am entirely happy with transparency as a working principle, but Carlo, do you encourage that? Do you list, for example, on Ashe's website, the politicians that you meet when you meet and the issues that you discuss with them? Hint, no, they don't. Sheila Duffy, Ashe Scotland is not subject to an international treaty, but entirely happy with transparency, so why not just publish? Carlo, but you are part of the tobacco industry. The Honourable Gentleman makes a very good point, don't you think? The World Health Organization, that's the WHO, classes e-cigs as a tobacco product because the nicotine in them is derived from the tobacco plant, as does the FDA in America. If nicotine in e-cigs is a derivative of tobacco, then Ashe and Ashe Scotland must, by the same token, be a derivative of the tobacco industry, no? The convener. Is the treaty a form of censorship? Duffy. To be honest, I think that it would save you time. You're busy parliamentarians, and if you have to sift through the misinformation, the arguments for and against, and the misleading submissions that tobacco companies will slip in with their evidence. The convener. My point is that we get misleading information sent to us all the time. It's part of the role of the staff and politicians to take on board the information that is sent to us, decide what we agree or do not agree with, and to check its veracity. That happens daily and is our job from morning to night. But you are specifically asking the committee to support the ability to contact us in any way that everyone else takes for granted. Duffy. To be very clear, I'm not suggesting that you should not hear from tobacco companies and their vested interests. Well, yes, she is. I'm asking you to consider Scotland's obligations under an international treaty to which we are signatories, and in that respect, the tobacco industry is unique. The convener. Okay, so we're being asked to treat tobacco companies specifically as a different type of organisation. Are you saying that we can hear from the arms industry, the sex industry, and all sorts of sectors that some people might find controversial and in some cases are illegal, but we cannot hear from a legal entity such as the tobacco industry? Yeah, it's kind of what she's hoping will happen. Note, she says that she is not suggesting that politicians should not hear from tobacco companies and their vested interests, when that is the entire point of Article 5.3 of the FCTC and precisely what Duffy intended when submitting this petition, to suggest exactly that. The WHO cannot demand it because it would be a disgrace and an affront to democracy, but it is designed, as in this case, to hoodwink policymakers into ignoring valid stakeholders. It is one of the fundamental principles of the tobacco control industry, Article 5.3, is the tool they use to shut down debate and stifle dissent. It is the administrative embodiment of their pathetic tactic of smearing anyone who's ever talked to a tobacco company as an industry shill. It is deliberate, and Duffy knows that very well. It's led to utterly pointless articles, such as one on the BBC, which suggests that just listening to what an industry has to say, as a government absolutely should do, is somehow wrong. Duffy can claim till she's blue in the face that she doesn't want that to happen, but she and her office would have done a jig when they saw PMI being publicly shamed by the BBC for exercising their democratic rights. It is highly encouraging, then, to see Scottish politicians recognising this abuse and giving Duffy a hard time about it.